With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump delivering his State of the Union address on Capitol Hill at this hour. The president touting the success of his second term and has listed the steps his administration has taken to lower costs for everyday Americans.
Gasoline, which reached a peak of over $6 a gallon in some states under my predecessor, it was quite honestly a disaster, is now below $2.30 a gallon in most states.
The president went on to say,
and the annual cost of a typical new mortgage is down almost $5,000 just since I took office. 1 year.
The president also touched on his administration being responsible for a more secure southern border and passage of major tax cut legislation. Virginia Governor Abigail Spanberger will be giving the Democrats' response after the president's speech. New York City police are injured in a snowball fight.
It happened in Washington Square Park in Manhattan. Video shows two uniformed officers pacing a walkway as snowballs fly in their direction, hitting the officers. They grew visibly frustrated and shoved at least two people to the ground. A police spokesperson says multiple officers were hit in the face and were brought to a nearby hospital. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says this was disgraceful and criminal. Mayor Zoran Mamdani says officers were on the front line responding to the blizzard in the city.
They and our entire city workforce deserve to be treated with respect.
The head of New York's police union says it was an assault. I'm Ed Donahue.
Today's show host Savannah Guthrie says her family now offering a $1 million reward for information leading to the recovery of her mother. It's been more than 3 weeks since Nancy Guthrie went missing from her Arizona home. Savannah Guthrie is still hoping that her mother will be found alive. This is SRN News. The Pew Research Center looks at religion around the globe.
In nearly 40% of all the nations on Earth, one faith group makes up 90% or more of the population. You might think of those places as predominantly Muslim, and 34 of them are. But actually, 38 countries are 90% plus Christian. Overall, 31% of the people on Earth are Christians, compared to 26% of them who are Muslim. However, the Muslim population is growing faster. Michael Harrington reporting.
Barcelona's towering Sagrada Familia Basilica has reached its maximum height, though the magnum opus of Spanish architect Antoni Gaudí remains years away from completion. A crane has placed the upper arm of a cross atop the Tower of Jesus Christ. That happened over the weekend. It's the soaring central piece of the tallest church on earth. This is SRN News. Facebook owner Meta Platforms is about to make a big investment in AI hardware. Bob Agnew with a report.
Meta says it will buy artificial intelligence chips from Advanced Micro Devices. The deal also gives Meta the opportunity to buy an up to 10% stake in the company. Meta will buy AMD's latest chips, the MI450, to help power data centers. AI buildouts are quantified in terms of gigawatts, the focus being on how much energy the hardware involved can consume. The new standard for high-level computation, the Meta-AMD deal, could be worth up to $100 billion. Bob Agnew reporting.
And in other business news, Warner Brothers Discovery said that Paramount has raised the price of its takeover offer to $31 per share, potentially setting the stage for a fresh bidding war with Netflix. That's over the future of this Hollywood giant. More details at srnnews.com.